a very special guest.
David Tennant, welcome to Absolute Radio.
Thanks very much. It's nice to be here.
It's good to have you on home time. What would you normally be doing exactly this time of the day? 4 o'clock?
School pickup? 6 o'clock? Some kind of school pickup.
You like the school run? You're into the school run
thing? I don't know if one actively likes it. It's fine. I don't dislike it. It's one of the things you've got to do, isn't it?
My daughter's 9 and she doesn't like me now hanging out with them. You know, when they queue to go into the school. I cramp her style. So I just wonder whether, is that early on for a kid to want to disassociate themselves?
It depends on the kid, doesn't it?
It does.
I have one that likes kisses and cuddles and all that as they go in, and another one that would rather flail their own skin off.
I'll tell you what they don't like. They don't like you driving down to pick them up for the weekend and falling asleep in the car park behind the school.
Oh, yes.
And then exiting with all their friends and walking up and there's their dad asleep in the car. They don't like that one, no matter what the age.
Like you found an open car and
it's got in.
Crawled in. Yeah.
Daddy lives in a Nissan Micra.
It's a Polo, actually.
David, it's brilliant to have you on the show. Just got to let you into a really quick thing here that happened just before you arrived.
Okay.
We were testing the microphones.
Yeah.
And you'll want to hear this because we were just trying to get a taster for how the sounds would be in the studio. Have a little listen to Richie Firth's amazing...
Hey, hold on.
You've got to have a listen to this. I think David needs to hear this.
Come on, Richie. Let's hear it.
Here we go. Okay, this is me, 1212. Richie, your microphone.
This is bad form.
3434.
This is bad form.
Can you just test David's microphone as well? Yep. He'll be sitting over there.
This is me, David Tennant. How are you, Andy?
Okay, that's not bad,
I sound a little drunk.
How does he sound? What's he sound like?
Well, it depends what role he's playing.
He's Doctor Who.
Doctor Who. Doctor Who was... It was less Scottish.
But more Irish, apparently.
Paddy in Broadchurch was a little bit Scottish, but more gravelly.
What about that, David? That's Richie good. Doing your voices there.
Yeah, the Broadchurch one was pretty good.
Do you know what? That is, first of all, that's bad form. But secondly, the more I stand by those impressions. I thought Hardy was actually quite good.
Alec Hardy wasn't bad. Doctor Who was a little leprechaunish. I'm not sure he'd found a pot of gold rather than a TARDIS.
Do you know what? I mean, maybe you can. I'm going to defend myself. This interview has not started off how I thought it would.
It really does.
I'm going to defend myself here, but it's getting into the acting a little bit. I always find, as someone who I think is gifted with voices...
Yeah. Unbelievable.
Are you referring to yourself, then?
He is.
Oh, yeah, I see. I thought you were complimenting me, but no.
No, I'm hoping that you'll back up, but it is part question as well.
Yeah.
It is very difficult from going from one accent straight to the other. Oh, so, obviously...
That's the trick, Richie, isn't it?
The Doctor Who suffered because I was getting ready for the Hardy, I guess, then.
Oh, I see. That was your big finish.
Yes.
That was what you were. That was what you... Everything else...
Towards.
Everything else was secondary, sure.